what the word says there, the blessings of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, or hard work doesn't increase it. I'm teaching you a message on called the Blessing Series. We've gone through 7 messages so far, and I just want you to know there's 2 main points I'm trying to get out here. Number one is, what is the blessings of the Lord? See, what does that mean, the blessings of the Lord? Because there are so many places, we won't cover them all, we won't cover half of them, where the word speaks specifically about the blessings of God. And I'm going to take you to a place right now in just a minute. Fellas, be in the sound booth. I'm going to want you, and we're just going to be real short with this here. I'm going to want you to go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 and 2 in the NLT, NLT, New Living Translation. Be ready with that. But this verse here, I wanted you to leave that other one up for a minute. I'm sorry. Can you put that other one back that we had first? Proverbs, there it is. Good. The blessing of the Lord makes a person rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. I've got translations that I brought with me that says, and hard work does not increase it. See, you know, people can work in this life and work hard and not know Jesus and never know Jesus and die and not know Jesus and still make something, make some money, be famous, what we want to know is how does the blessings of the Lord, what are the blessings of the Lord, and how do they come on us? Now, if you would put those verses up that we had talked about in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 and 2, and this is in everybody's Bible. This is the New Living Translation. It says, now, if you fully obey the Lord, your God, and carefully keep all of his commandments that I'm giving you today, the Lord your God will set you above all the nations of the earth, and you will experience all these blessings, plural. Everything that I'm trying to bring out is in those 2 verses. Actually, as it goes down a little farther, the rest of the chapter, we'll describe what the blessings of the Lord are right here, exactly. But it has to do. God told the same thing to Joshua, on this word you'll meditate night and day, and then you'll be successful. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So, I want you to see that. And how hard would it be to give me 3 and 4 right there in the NLT? Let me have 3 and 4, and we'll do those 2, and then we'll quit. But I just want you to be mindful of it. Deuteronomy 28, verses 3 and 4 in the NLT translation. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and your flocks will be blessed. And we're just getting started. If you do, what is the requisite? It is to be not just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word, to know the word. There's over 7,500 promises to mankind. How many of them do you know? If you've got a phone like this, you've just become a Hebrew scholar. You ought to see the pile of books that I've got at home. I just put this right now. I can ask, how is that in the Septuagint? And how is it in this language? But anyhow, praise God. That's what we're teaching on. And I would just like to, and so we'll remember that. And we've got a moment for another prayer if there's here. Now, we don't have to drum anything up. Maybe somebody thought, maybe I should mention old so-and-so. Yes, Christy. I think your mom would want you to go over there. Carson Paul, would you go over to Christie?